I'm just curious for people out there, because Tiger Woods is that athlete where even if you're not a golf fan, you have an opinion of Tiger Woods, and you were probably rooting for him yesterday, or maybe you weren't. And I have a reason, you know, I was just watching it unfold yesterday. I definitely was all in on the Tiger train, wanted him to win, was rooting for him to win. And why is that? What is the power of the great athlete, and why do you keep rooting for him? Or if you didn't root for him and you're rooting against him, why were you rooting against him? 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. For all the talk about Spieth and Fowler and Thomas and, you know, Rory and everybody else, all of a sudden Brooks Koepka has to be part of the conversation of greatest golfer playing the game today.
He's won three of the last six majors he's participated in. Don't forget, he did not even play in the Masters.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Why, and why was that an injury,
I
right?
It was an injury. Injury. Yeah.
And so it's amazing in this world that the guy does what you just said, and yet he's the number two story on a major Sunday because of Tiger Woods, who shot a 64 on Sunday, had the crowd completely going bananas, controlled the back nine in terms of just theater, even though Brooks Koepka ends up controlling the back nine in terms of actually playing winning golf. So here's a guy who is the Yankees of his sport, right? He's the Duke basketball, the Alabama football.
Yes.
He's the gold standard of his sport. Now, he hasn't been for a decade,
right,
but when he was in his prime, he was the greatest player any of us have ever seen and was on his way to becoming the greatest player of all time. And maybe he is. I don't know. I'll leave it to the golf historians to debate who's better. He obviously made some horrific personal decisions in his life. He's had some bad luck in terms of injuries. And he's never exactly been the fuzziest, warmest guy that you really want to embrace. He's been very prickly with the media. He's been prickly at times with fans. And yet we still root for the guy when he's in contention, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, my weekend, besides dealing with my daughter, was everywhere I went, I had the PGA Tour app on and trying to follow Tiger Woods, watch it as much as I could.
Right.
I was sucked in.
And it was not like it was a lousy leaderboard either.
No.
I mean, you had, you know, if you go down the list, I mean, Adam Scott.
He's won a major.
And almost won the British Open as well. You had John Rahm, one of the rising stars in the game. Obviously, you had Justin Thomas. You had, Spieth was there a little bit, not too much. Ricky Fowler was up there for a lot of it as well. And yet, Tiger Woods dominates once again. And again, dominates the coverage more so than dominates the golf, although he was pretty dominant at times yesterday.
Yeah, I thought they were pretty fair as far as, you know, they showed everybody. They weren't focusing on him.
But I thought it was interesting that there was one hole in particular where he hit his approach shot within like a foot. You know, I mean, it stuck it and the crowd went nuts.
I know.
And they showed it over and over again. They showed the ball flight and everything. And then they go, and then he makes the tap in for birdie. And then the announcers, you know, Jim Nance or whoever, goes, okay, while that was happening, here's on tape. And it was Brooks Koepka and Adam Scott, who at the time were co-leaders. And I'm like, only in this sport would you be showing the guy who's in third and what he's doing and ignoring the two leaders and what they're doing. Because, I mean, at the time, theoretically, those guys had a larger grasp on what was going to happen in the golf tournament than Tiger Woods did.
Yeah.
Even though Tiger Woods had the tournament completely in his grasp.
It was incredible. The things he was pulling off. And still, you know, look, he lost. All right. I mean, there are people like our buddy Rob Parker, you know, it's all about winning. You know, this was so incredible. And you sit back, and I don't want to play the, you know, what if game, because, you know, he lost the tournament, in my opinion, not because he had the two putts yesterday that one revolution one way or another would have gone in. Like
the recap of 05.
Yeah, the one on 11 was like that. Then he had one that rimmed around, like lipped around too. But he, and even on the first hole, he should have birdied the first hole. He had that putt was short. But he lost the tournament on the 17th hole both days. I mean, when you par that hole, that's a birdie hole.
Uh-huh.
He gave away a stroke, minimum stroke on Saturday, and now yesterday he went for it, and his just driver, just because he knew he had to get an eagle to have a chance.
Yeah.
So I mean that, and what he did on, I mean, Faldo was just, him and McCoy were going crazy because the fact that on the front nine he didn't hit it one fairway, and he was in so much trouble, and he kept getting out and getting pars and some birdies. The things he was doing was just so spectacular. But all Koepka was just steady, steady, boom, 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 boom.
Right down
boom.
The middle.
And then when Koepka had his little trouble, we had back-to-back bogeys. He didn't, you know, he got right back on that horse and just did, here we go.
So why do we root for him?
Because arguably he's the greatest ever.
So? Nobody roots for the Yankees. Nobody roots for Duke. Nobody roots for Alabama.
A lot of people do.
But a lot of people don't.
Correct.
I would say if you did a pie graph over who's rooting for and against Duke or who's rooting for and against Alabama, the majority root against Alabama. The people, like last year at the national championship game, Georgia-Alabama, more people were rooting for Georgia than Alabama because they wanted the upset. They wanted the underdog. And it's hard to call Georgia a Cinderella story.
Because most people, like you said, okay, you can argue Nicholas, but in most people who are watching this sports lifetime, they've never seen anybody like him.
Right.
Demographically and the way he played the game. Now, other people can obviously drive the ball further than him now, but he still can hit the ball a long way.
Right.
He's still at his best, which who knows if he'll ever get to at his best. He was pretty damn close this weekend. He's still as good as pretty much anybody.
Right.
And he's, look, if his name was Joe Woods, I don't know. It's the Tiger. It's the whole, and the comeback. I mean,
well, that helps. I mean, people were rooting for him when he was number one, and people are rooting for him now that he's now. I mean, he was 656 a year ago.
Yeah.
Now he's risen all the way up. He's in the top 26, I believe, worldwide rankings. Yeah. He's 20th in FedEx points after the tournament yesterday.
He's gonna be on. He's a lock to make the Ryder Cup now.
Not on points, but on captain's pick for sure. Right. Here's why I think people still root for him. I think for most people now, obviously, if you're 17, 18, 19 years old, that doesn't count for you. But if you're in your 20s or older, for the most part, he's your touchstone. I mean,
right.
I heard about Tiger Woods for the first time when I think he was like 15 or 16, or maybe even earlier. You know, you read about this kid. He starts winning the U.S. Amateur Championship. Like, there's something about the totality of his career. And when you get on it's like a musical act or an actor or whatever. When you get in on the ground floor of something, mm-hmm. you want to see it through. It's like, that's your guy.
Yes.
And so, I vividly remember watching him win, I think, his second and his third U.S. Amateur Championship. I remember vividly his first tournament he ever played as a pro in Milwaukee. Yeah, I remember his first win, which I think was in Las Vegas. And then the following year, it was like, okay, here we go. And sure enough, he won the Masters. And then it was just go time. I haven't always rooted for him in terms of like head-to-head. There's times down the stretch of a tournament where I have rooted for Mickelson against him. But pretty much, he definitely draws you in and you watch him no matter what. I know that there's some people over the years, like one of my best friends who's a huge golf fan, rooted against him because he didn't like how boring he made the sport. Which I know sounds weird to say, but it was boring in terms of...
Because of his dominance?
He's up 10 going into Sunday.
Right.
There's no drama there. Yesterday was dramatic.
He's never won a major. I'm not even sure a tournament, but I know a major where he's been behind after 54.
Yeah. No, he's won tournaments. Yeah. He's never won majors.
So he's never won a major. So I pretty much knew going in he wasn't going to win.
Oh, I didn't.
I didn't think he was going to win after going into to yesterday. If I'd bet,
I probably wouldn't have bet on him, but I thought, cause he's had a lot of these tournaments where he's played okay Thursday, Friday, and then on moving day, he's done.
Right.
And yet the fact that he hung around and was, you know, within the four shots of the lead when the round started, I thought he might, I would probably not have bet on him, but you know, it's at some point. You know, that'll change. At some point, he will come from behind. And at some point, I wouldn't have said this 2 weeks ago.
No.
I now believe he will win another major.
I'm not so sure. I think yesterday might be his closest. But we don't, I don't know. You have to assume, and I'm going to go by you, you're right. Because
I appreciate you going by me.
Because, he had basically so much time off. He'll have another off season where he'll be healthy.
Yeah, right, he wasn't swinging a club at this point last year.
No, I know.
And now here he is contending with the best golfers in the world. I mean, you could almost say he's still shaking off a little bit of the rust.
Oh, absolutely. You asked who doesn't like Tiger
Woods. Who doesn't like Tiger Woods?
Well, people don't sign their name on ticket text, but here we go.
Pansies.
I wish they would call. Who gives a crap about Tiger? Brooks Koepka has won two of the last three majors, Why are we insulting his achievement by wasting time talking about an old guy who didn't win? So sick of fawning over Woods.
An old guy who didn't win.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't appreciate the tone of that text, Tony, but he does make a valid point.
Well, look.
I mean, look, the story should be Koepka. Unfortunately, the story is not Koepka. It's Woods.
I wouldn't say unfortunately. I think because, look, it's the most important thing is to win the tournament. I give you that.
Well, you know me. I'm not a big guy when it comes to winning and losing.
But in the broader sense of the sport and of most people were watching not to see Brooks Koepka, mm-hmm. not to see Justin Thomas, not to see Adam Scott. They were watching to see if Tiger Woods can pull something off.
Mm.
Okay. And it wasn't that he was like, you know, in 30th place either. It made me laugh on the one hole he just missed, and the woman announcer said he couldn't have hit it any better. Couldn't he? I would have thought getting it in the hole would have been better. I was tired of hearing them all fawn over themselves talking about it.
That's kind of an expression, though.
Yes, I know.
You know?
It's like, oh, golf shot.
97 won the ticket.